Children, single-parent mothers, and shut-ins in the Overland community will be treated to some Christmas cheer at the Two Christmas in One party hosted by Island Boy Entertainment. Chief Executive Officer Ricardo Wilson provided background information on the initiative.
So every year at Christmas, Island Boy Entertainment, our team, we visit a different community. And what we basically do is we host a Christmas program for the entire community. So we would work with the school, the Ministry of Education, and all the relevant authorities. And we would go into the school, the primary school in that community. We would set up, you know, we have donations, distributions, whatever you choose to call it. You know, every child that comes to the program gets a free toy. We host basically a Christmas party, so to speak, for the children. You know, they get their snacks, drink, and so on. And the elderly, the sick, the shut-in, and the less fortunate single-parent mothers and all these, you know, less fortunate people within that community, we would provide a bag of groceries to each family.
Mr. Wilson said this year's program has been tailored to ensure that persons remain safe during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Since the inception, since we started planning for this year's program, we have been working closely with the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Simone Kayser-Beach, and her team at the Ministry of Health. And they have basically formatted the way that the program takes place this year. So we are avoiding all congestion. There'd be absolutely no congestion this year. So kids come on entry. We screen and we ensure that all COVID protocols are in place, right? So kids come, we take names and contacts for contact tracing. We, you know, all temperatures are checked. There are sanitization stations across the entire school. And the beauty about this school, where we're going this year, which is Overland Government School, is that the school is smack middle in the yard. So the entire compound is free. So what we're doing, we're actually having the children go around the school, ensuring the physical distancing and all that. So they collect their snacks, they collect their toys, but they walk right around the school. So there's no chance at all for any child to congregate. You go around and then you leave. So we're just doing it in line with the COVID protocols, fast-paced basically this year.
And Mr. Wilson said the event is scheduled to begin at 1 p.m. to ensure that children receive their treats early so they can return to their homes safely.
Well, we're expecting to actually arrive at the school, at the Overland Government School, for Two Christmas in One this year at about 11 a.m. We are hoping to begin promptly at 1, so we want to be there between 10:30, 11 a.m. to start promptly at 1, and we're expecting to be completed by 3:30 because, I mean, we're dealing with people's children, and we want to ensure that children are in and out and back in their parents' homes safely. Every child is safe and every adult, every single person is safe, and we maintain that safe bubble while sharing the Christmas cheer per se.
Chief Executive Officer of Island Boy Entertainment, Ricardo Wilson. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.